Title: Riser in Ableton Live 12, Humanize It for Floor Shaking Low End for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle riser in Ableton Live 12, not the generic white noise goes up thing. We're making a riser that actually pushes energy into the drop, feels physical and still leaves the sub clean so the bass line lands like a brick. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Choose a riser length: 4 bars for classic quick tension, or 8 bars if you want that longer suspense. If you're doing 8 bars, put your drop at bar 9 so you can loop and a slash be fast. Now create one MIDI track and name it Riser Bus. The whole philosophy today is one bus, layered in Psy, with macros so you can perform the automation like you're riding a mixer. Insert an instrument rack on Riser Bus, and make 3 chains. Name them AIR, mid, and low. First chain, air. This is your lift, your height, your the ceiling is opening layer. Add operator. In operator, turn off everything except noise. Choose white noise for bright, or pink if you want darker and less fizzy. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to HP 24. Start the cutoff around 200 HC, because we do not want this layer adding any low mess. We're going to automate the cutoff upward over the riser, ending somewhere like 10 to 14 kHC depending on how bright you want it. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB, just to give it teeth. Then add utility. Push width to something like 140 to 170% for size, and turn on bass mono. Set it around 150 HZ. That's you being responsible. Wide tops, controlled lows. Second chain, mid. This is where the old school howl lives. Add wave eatable and start simple. Ask one on basic shapes. Pick sine or triangle. Then turn on unison, two voices, and keep the amount modest, like 20 to 35%. You're not trying to chorus it into a trance, leave just a bit of spread and thickness. Add auto filter after that. Set it to band pass 12 dB. Now push the resonance up somewhere around 40 to 65%. This is the scream control. We'll automate cutoff upward so it feels like it's climbing and biting more as it approaches the drop. After the filter, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. The goal is harmonics, especially in that 300 HC to 2 kHC area where weight reads even on small speakers. Then add echo, but keep it subtle. Try a sync time like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want it tighter. Feedback around 10 to 18%. Filter the echo so it's not muddy. High pass around 250 HC, low pass around 6 to 8 kHC. Width around 120 to 160. You're not making a dub delay. You're adding motion. Third chain, low. This is the trick layer. This is how you get pressure without stealing the sub from the drop. Add operator again. Ask as a sine wave. Make sure operator is not in fixed mode. We want pitch movement. Dart your note around C1 to E1, and you can rise towards C2 to E2. But teacher note, keep this musically sensible for your track. If your tune is in F, anchoring this to the root or fifth tends to feel right in the body, even if the riser isn't really melodic. After operator, add auto filter set to LP 24. Keep cutoff low, like 120 to 200 HC. Add drive 2 to 6 dB. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then utility, and set width to 0%. Mono, always. This layer should be felt, not stereo impressive. Quick mindset check before we even write notes. Think energy distribution, not more volume. A big riser usually has controlled lows, strong low mids, and excitement in the 2 to 6 kHC zone. The true sub area below roughly 55 or 60 HC should mostly be reserved for the drop. If you've got spectrum, throw it on the riser bus later and sanity check what's happening under 60. Now let's program the MIDI. Make a MIDI clip the full riser length, 4 or 8 bars. For notes, keep it simple. Hold a single sustained note like D1 across the whole clip. If you want a little extra old school step right near the end, you can jump up in the last bar like D1 then F1 for the last bar only. Don't overcompose this. The automation is going to do the storytelling. Now the classic move, pitch rise. You can automate pitch a few ways in live, but the cleanest for performance is mapping key stuff to rack macros and recording automation. For now, conceptually, here's a curve that works. Over the first 3 bars of a 4-bar riser, do a gentle rise think 0 up to around plus 5 semitones. Then in the final bar, speed up, plus 5 up to plus 12. That last minute acceleration is what makes it feel like the room is tightening. But here's the DNB specific rule. Don't let the LOW layer climb as much as the MID. Keep LOW movement smaller, like 0 to plus 7 semitones, or even less. You want it to stay weighty. Let the MID do the panic climb, while LOW stays like pressure building under the floorboards. Now we humanize it. This is the whole point. Your riser should feel like a machine with character, not a perfect line drawn with a mouse. First, micro timing. Open the groove pool. Grab a subtle swing, like swing 16-55 or anything MPC-ish. Apply it to your riser clip, but keep it tasteful. Timing around 10-20%. Random 2-6%. Velocity 5-15%. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it breathe with the brake. Second, drift. This is the hardware-ish instability. You've got options. One easy approach. On the MID chain's auto filter, use the built-in LFO. Set the LFO amount tiny, like 5-12%. Rate around 0.10-0.25 Hz. And if you can, keep it free-running so it doesn't feel locked to the grid. That's the vibe. Alive, not synced. Or, if you want to use Live 12 Shaper as a modulation source on the boss or on specific parameters, set a slow cycle like 1 or 2 bars and barely move the filter cutoff. If it sounds like a wobble bass, you went too far. Drift should be something you feel when it's gone, not something you notice as an effect. Third, the secret sauce, handmade volume variants. This is how you fake someone riding a mixer. On each chain or on the rack's chain volumes, make tiny gain changes. Every bar, a half dB up, then a dB down, then a little rise. Not random chaos, intentional imperfection. And right before the drop, try this. In the last 2 beats, dip a little, then surge into the peak. That dip makes the surge feel bigger, even if the peak isn't louder on the meter. Here's a coaching concept that will level up your humanization instantly. Don't use one big modulation. Stack multiple tiny imperfections at different speeds. A slow drift over bars, a medium movement over beats, and a tiny jitter on one layer that feels like 16 THS. That combination reads as real. Now let's set up macros so you can perform this like an instrument. In the instrument rack, map these. Map the AIR filter cutoff so you can sweep that high-pass opening from around 200 Hz up to 8-14 kHz. Map the MID bandpass cutoff so it moves from roughly 300 Hz up towards 6-9 kHz. Map MID resonance, like 30%-70%, but keep the extreme stuff for the last beats. Map the LOW low-pass cutoff, something like 80 Hz up to 250 Hz. That's your pressure reveal control. Map overall drive by linking the saturator drive on MID and LOW to one macro. This is a big one for perceived weight without just turning up volume. Map stereo width, but only for AIR. Leave LOW mono no matter what. Map an overall riser volume macro, because you'll want to tuck it in quickly. And map echo mix for MID, something like 0-12% dry/wet. That's a nice excitement lever at the end. Now record automation and arrangement like you're performing it. This is where the riser stops being a static clip and becomes a moment. Next, drop prep. This is non-negotiable if you want the drop to actually hit. After the rack on riser bus, add an auto filter. Set it to HP24. In the last half bar before the drop, automate the cutoff upward. Start low, like 40 Hz, and push it up to around 150-250 Hz by the final moment. That's you clearing the runway so the sub can land clean. Then put utility after that. Automate the gain down by 1-3 dB in the last quarter bar, and then hard cut the riser on the drop. Silence is impact. In jungle, that tiny moment of nothing is often more violent than adding another layer. Optional but very authentic. Create a tiny reverse tail into the drop. You can resample or freeze and flatten the riser. Reverse a tiny slice like an eighth note or a quarter note, and make sure it's high-passed so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Now let's glue it with drums, because jungle transitions are married to the break. Try this arrangement move. 2 bars before the drop, bring in AIR and MID. Keep LOW quiet. 1 bar before the drop, introduce LOW subtly and start pushing resonance upward. In the last half bar, add a snare fill, Amen-style energy, and let the riser hit peak. In the last quarter bar, do your suck, your gain dip, and then the cut. If you want that classic pumping feel, sidechain the riser a little bit to the drums. And here's a very jungle-specific tip, sidechain the MID more to the snare than the kick. The snare is the announcement, let it punch through. Use compressor with sidechain from the drum bus, ratio about 2:1, attack 5-15 milliseconds, release 60-120 milliseconds, and only 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle, we're adding groove, not EDM pumping. Common mistakes to avoid while you tweak. Don't let the LOW chain become a bass line. If you can hum it like a riff and it's loud, it's going to fight your drop sub. Don't get excited and stereo widen the low end. Mono anything below about 120 to 150 HC. If you want bigger, add harmonics in the low mids, not width in the sub. Don't do perfect linear ramps. They sound like a computer every time. Use curves, little dips, and uneven motion. Don't oversaturate the AIR. Harsh tops cause fatigue fast. Push MID for aggression. Keep AIR for lift, and don't skip drop prep. If the riser doesn't get out of the way, the drop won't feel like a drop. Now a couple advanced spice options if you want darker, heavier, late 90s attitude. Try a resonant scream automation where MID resonance only jumps up in the last two beats. That late bite is very effective at 170 plus. Add a frantic noise flutter in the final bar. Put autopan on AIR, rate 1/16, amount just 10 to 20%. Keep it small. It should feel like urgency, not like a tremolo effect. If you want an overcranked sampler vibe, resample MID plus AIR to audio, then add redux slightly. Automate the sample rate slightly downward in the last bar. It'll crunch like late 90s hardware without destroying the whole mix. And one more. Test mono early. Put a utility on the entire riser bus and set width to 0% temporarily. If the riser collapses and loses all excitement, you were relying on facey width. Rebuild size with harmonics and movement instead. Let's finish with a quick 15-minute practice you can do right now. Build the three-layer rack exactly as we did. Make two versions. Version A is 4 bars with more aggressive resonance. Version B is 8 bars with slower rise, more drift, more groove. On both versions, apply groove at around timing 15% and random 4%.